We're winning with Sakatorios. We are in the second parak. We're up to Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah discusses an Asham Talui. An Asham, which is a guilt offering, is in a situation as we saw in the previous Mishnah. We saw in Mishnah Dalet, this is Mishnah Zayin, that in the event that a person has something in front of them, let's say two pieces of fat, one kosher, one not kosher, in which the violation of eating a non-kosher fat is a violation of what you'd have kares b'shogeg if you did it accidentally, not knowing that what you were eating was non-kosher, you'd be chayav achatas, a sin offering. In the event that you ate one of those two pieces, just didn't know, and there's no way to figure out which one it was, in that situation, asham totally is brought. Totally means it's hanging, because you're not sure whether, in fact, you did the aveira or not. And in that situation, an unblemished ram must be brought. Now, who exactly is obligated to bring this? So, hayachid hanasi chayav. If an individual makes this potential mistake, he doesn't know if, in fact, he ate kosher fats or non-kosher fat. He doesn't know which one, what it is. So, an individual has to bring this karban, as well as a nasi. Nasi is like a melech, the leader, a king. They're obligated. However, Mashiach, who based in Paturin, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol that would make the mistake, as well as based in the event that they would paskin, the great Sanhedrin would say that, in fact, this is something which is kosher, when in fact it was not kosher, but in fact there was a whole suffix connected to it through the means of the Beis Din, through the learning of various sentences, those individuals are pater, they will not have to bring the Asham Talui. And then the Mishnah discusses an Asham Vadai. There are five times in which a person is obligated to bring a carbon Asham. Sounds very similar to a Chatas. But a Chatas is more of like an accident, and you have these potential mistake was made. It was b'shogeg. An asham is a little bit more of an error. And the five examples, and some of them are enumerated at the very end of Parshas Vayikra, is the asham gezelos. The person says that in fact you owe me money, and then I lie in court saying that's not the case, and afterwards I admit to it. So then I have to bring, in addition to having to pay you back, there's also the requirement of bringing an asham gezelos, this karbon, first having, in fact, being having stolen. Asham me'ilos is the second of the five examples, a person who derives benefit from that which is kodesh. So in that situation, they have to pay the principal back, as well as a choymesh, a fifth, an outside fifth, as well as this karbon called asham me'ilos. An asham shivcha charufa, a person who would take a woman who is a partial maidservant, also has the requirement to bring this karban. Asham Nazir is the fourth or the fifth, a person who becomes Tamei while they are a Nazir has to bring a karban. And then Asham Etzoyur, a person who is Saras after they've been cured from this ailment in that situation, a person who is no longer has this Saras on their skin, and they're now pure, they have to bring a karban. So when it comes to all these five different situations of an Asham Vadai, Hayachid V'Hanasi V'Mashiach Hayavid, not only is an individual who makes these mistakes also a king, as well as a Kohen Gadol, if he would fall under these five categories, he would be obligated to bring this karban. However, based in Paturin, if the Sanhedrin would have made the mistake in Paskin that one of these things in fact is permitted, and the majority of Klal Yisrael went and violated them, then the karban of the Par Elam Dever Shel Tzibor would not be brought, as well as no requirement of an asham.